Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
On today's Part of My Take, we have Creed Bratton. Very interesting guest. You know him from The Office. You probably don't know him from his music career. And tells some awesome stories about doing acid in San Francisco in the late 60s. We have Hot Seat, Cool Throne. We have the Mount Rushmore of things that happened during quarantine or since sports have been canceled because we will have sports back on Thursday night.
This is not one that I would have liked to do a month ago.
Correct.
And it would just make me sad and thinking right about all the things that could be happening. Mm-hmm. But now that it's sports eve.
Finish line.
Let's do it.
Finish line. So, and then we have Guys on Chicks. We got a pack show for you on Wednesday. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. Okay, let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by the Cash App. Go download it right now. Use code Barstool. You get $10 for free, $10 to the ASPCA. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd, and the next time you hear our voices, we'll be talking about real live sports, baby.
Let me be the first to wish you all a very merry sports eve. I'm so excited. I am so excited for sports. I don't know about you, but just even recording Sunday night show when it's like sports are coming back, that's like a natural cocaine that I've got in my system right now.
I also am realizing now that this is when Hank always laughs at us, how like starting around August 1st, we do like 16 different shows that say football is back.
Yeah.
This is our second straight show of saying sports are back without sports actually being
back. Well, it is sports eve. I think it's not back, but it is. I feel like this counts. And the irony in all this is if this were last year or the year before, usually, you know, mid to late July, that's when we're coming on the show and we're like, well, there was some regular season baseball yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not a lot to get into, so let's dive into Guys on Chicks. Now it's like, holy shit, sports are almost back. I would kill an elephant with my bare hands just to have one interleague baseball game going on.
And we're going to get some baseball on Thursday night. We're going to stay in the studio, watch the game. We'll record after the game, so we'll have a real breakdown of actual sports. So before we get to that, we still have two more days to get through, and we have the NBA bubble has been debuted. Was that the right word? It's just basically been a bunch of people. The journalists who are allowed in the bubble now get the primo content, and they're like, look at what the court looks like. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, fuck, a basketball court.
It was not a debut. It was first look.
First look.
When you put out the video, you had to title it First Look NBA Court. It's surrounded by jumbotrons on all sides. You might even call it a great wall.
Yep.
That's around the court.
Mm.
I just like seeing Daktronics everywhere. That just makes me feel better.
And it has, I think, so depending on what team is technically home, they're going to have like the home team's graphics because I saw it looked like a Heat themed court. Mm-hmm. So that was when they're going to be home. The whole thing is going to be crazy. I actually think it's not going to be that weird to start But once we get into like the conference finals, it's going to be fucking bizarre to have like games go on with no fans and just like big moments happen to, you know, to no 20 people in the room, basically Brian Windhorst and the bench players cheering. So I am a little jealous of the people who are in the bubble just because they do get all these scoops and they get to be like, new bubble scoop. Mm-hmm. Everything is a story in the bubble.
Yeah.
Myers Leonard chugged a beer. That's a story. Dwight Howard doesn't think vaccines are real. That's a story.
Jimmy Butler got the cops called on him because he was dribbling the ball in his hotel room at 1 a.m.
That's a story. Right.
Players caught fish.
Players caught fish. The Spurs went on a boat. That's a story. Mm-hmm. We are craving sports content so much that they are just sitting on a gold mine of stories. You got to think that there's – we should actually do a quick list. Who's most mad that they're not getting these stories? I mean, Ravel's number one.
Ravel, yeah.
He
should be there.
He stepped in it today by tweeting out a Wood meme. Did you see that? He deleted it right away.
Well, I saw that. So that's what we said on this show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We said
about
that
a girl?
We said that, Wood, the meme guy, should be in the stands as a cardboard cutout, and somebody sent him a Photoshop of Wood in the stands. He was like, this looks real.
And I'm going to do something I rarely do. I'm going to actually defend Ravel because I screenshotted it when he did it, then he deleted it, then I tweeted it, and he wrote, glad you got it. And people assumed Ravel was saying that he knew the joke and he was in on the joke. No, he was saying, I'm glad I screenshotted it. He did not see it. Mm-hmm. He fucked up.
No, because he would not have deleted it if he had done that on
purpose.
Correct. Although that would be like a next level thing right there, is to tweet it out, then delete it, knowing that you would get more eyes on it, the Streisand effect.
Yes.
That is beyond Darren Ravel's scope of imagination. He doesn't have object permanence. He's like a dog when you had a tennis ball behind your back.
Shefty, definitely mad he's not in the bubble getting these scoops.
Yep. I would go...
Is Windhorst in the bubble?
I mean, Woj.
Woj, yeah. Woj. I mean, but Woj is...
Woj had all... You know what? The first look is beneath Woj to tweet that out.
I know who number one is. It's Wob.
Oh, yeah. Wob is definitely upset that he's not in the bubble getting these because this is just primo content. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Woj, when he comes back, he has like a time-stamped, notarized public, notary public, like stamped, I had these scoops before everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, this is the time that I had this scoop. Oh, yeah, everyone else, like, he's just been collecting scoops.
Woj probably has a list of every player's name and what they're going to have on the back of their jersey ready to go that he's had notarized. You know what I was thinking about earlier today? This would be, it would be so LeBron if he came out with a James Sr. on the back of his jersey.
Father of three.
Yeah, if he did just a little update to his jersey.
Or just father of three.
Very tasteful. Yeah. Father of, and then Roman numerals, probably. Yes.
Yes.
Because he's all about me.
What else do we have? Dr. Fauci is throwing out the first pitch on Thursday night.
He better not bounce it.
Yeah.
He better not bounce it. He's in good shape.
He's in good shape, but he's up there in age. He's not the tallest guy.
Trump's going to be in the dugout just banging a trash can.
They said he was a diehard Nationals fan, but I don't know.
Here comes some more junk from Fauci.
Can you be a diehard Nationals fan?
He's from New York. Yes, we can. There are dozens of us, Hank. We're like the never new.
But it's such a new team.
Well, it's been around for 14 years, 15 years?
Ish.
Yeah. Right, so he was like 60.
He could have been an Expos fan before. You never know. Or he probably
he
was.
Been a Senators fan.
He was probably a Senators fan back in the day before it moved to Texas and to Minnesota.
He's just happy that sports are back, I think. Dr. Fauci, at least when Dr. Fauci is throwing out the first pitch, he can't be saying that football can't happen. For those, like, 30 seconds.
Or if he does, you won't be able to see his lips moving because he'll be wearing a mask.
Right. Hey, so that'll be good.
Did you say that Fauci was a senator?
No, a Senators fan.
Okay, Senators fan. Gotcha. Yes. Gotcha.
Yes.
I was going to have to fact check that.
Okay, so, yeah, that's pretty much all we got. It's sports eve.
NFL's figuring it out.
I think everyone sat down and was like, this is stupid. Like, we can't be the NFL's going to happen. It's, again... They're the one league that can't even pretend that they care about player safety.
Yep.
So just fucking play.
And there might be a little silver lining behind this, which is if indeed college sports don't happen, and again, we're all very much rooting for it to happen if it's safe, if there's no college football on Saturdays, they're probably going to play a lot of NFL games on Saturdays, in which case, if you're the Falcons, you have to play every home game so that you can serve that Chick-fil-A out of the stadium.
That would be a big, big plus for them. All right, so let's get to Hot Seat Cool Throw, and then we'll get to Creed Bratton.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hank, why don't you kick us off? Billy, do you have a hot seat cool throne?
Yep.
All right, cool. So we'll be ready for yours.
My hot seat is the Marlins. They're just taking ricochet shots pretty much every night. Every time, you know, they ask players, like, what's it like to play in front of no fans? Mm-hmm. Everyone's just like, well, it's like playing in Miami.
Hey, yeah. Have you heard about this? It shouldn't be too much of a change for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Chargers canceled all season ticket holders this past week.
Mm-hmm.
They called those three people.
Also, yeah.
And that was the Colbert Report.
Altuve and Alex Bregman, they might have thought, like, they got away with it after, you know, everyone hopefully forgot about the whole cheating scandal. They both got hit consecutively today. So they're kind of just fucked.
Good.
Now. Yes.
Good.
I'm fine with that. They're fine, right? They didn't, like, get severely injured?
Nah, no, we don't.
Good. Okay, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And then my cool
I just
throne.
Want them to be waking up extremely sore every morning. Mm-hmm. Is that bad for me to wish that as a sports fan?
No.
I just want them to be mildly inconvenienced by, like, 88-mile-an-hour fastballs.
My cool throne is live sports. So you guys might think, you know, we said two sports coming back in 2 days, but they're actually back today, Wednesday.
Oh.
It's not going to be basketball. It's not going to be baseball. It's not going to be football. It's going to be Jenga.
Oh. Okay.
We're live streaming it. We're doing a giveaway. We put the Not a Drug Guy shirts on sale. We're going to be giving away 10 Not a Drug Guy shirts. People, if they can guess the – so it's going to be PFT and Kate from Barstool, and then versus Nick and KB, who are Big Cat's
also from Barstool.
Yeah, they work with Big Cat and the Yak. I don't know how you would describe them to someone that doesn't
know
them.
You just say them.
Tweedledee and Tweedlesmart.
Yeah, you just don't.
They're going at it 2-on-2 Jenga, 3:30 PMT Twitch. If you can guess the team that wins and then the person that picks the losing block and how many total blocks, you will win a Not a Drug Guy t-shirt.
Whoa.
Okay.
3:30 Big Cat will be on the call. Jake Marsh, Jeff D. Lowe. Part of my take Twitch.
Okay. By the way, I just realized, like, how offensive is it that we keep talking about sports being back, and MLS has been back for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
they get no respect.
Their tournament,
and I'm fine.
Their
with
tournament
that.
Is called the MLS is back tournament.
Yeah, they're trying to make us say MLS is back. Uh-huh. They're even playing games at like 9 a.m.
Yeah,
and I still haven't watched.
You know what? I've watched a couple of them. It's exactly what you think it would be.
Mm. No,
there's
thanks.
No, there's not nobody in the stands.
Not for me.
It's like a Chargers game out there.
Well, did you hear about
and
their season ticket
the
holders?
Show with Jay Leno.
Did you hear about their season ticket holders?
No.
They canceled the season tickets this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yep. And tune in next week for Late Night with Katie Nolan. All right, go ahead, PFT. Your hot seat cool throne.
My hot seat, I got two of them. One is professionalism, because the Dallas Stars have announced that they're not going to be wearing suits in the hockey bubble.
Ooh.
They're going to be showing up wearing... They're going to be looking Daniel Jones chic, which is wearing like a Brooks Brothers shirt and nice jeans.
Speaking of booties, did you see Daniel Jones' booty? He's got a nice ass.
How many Zucks is
nice
it?
Nice ass. Probably 2.5 Zucks.
That's like the Zuck 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Daniel Jones got a nice booty.
I have not seen it, but yeah.
Booty watch.
You know what? Real swag is no swag. And that if you really work out and if you're a student of the game and student of the weight room, you probably have a big ass and might not have the popcorn muscles like the bench press muscles.
Yeah.
So my other hot seat – actually, that's my only hot seat because Hank stole my other one. My cool throne is glory holes.
Oh, I saw this.
So yeah. I believe this is the government of Toronto
uh-huh.
is saying they're encouraging glory hole use to encourage social distancing so you don't get any like respiratory droplets on you whilst having sex with a stranger in a bathroom. You just put your dick through the hole.
Yeah.
I sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's bring back glory holes because there's one thing that sex is missing at times, and that's just the thrill of not knowing who you're having sex with.
Have glory holes even – I wouldn't even say that they've gone by the wayside. I feel like I've never seen a glory hole in person.
I've seen one or two, but they're in very, very shady
locations.
Which
side were you on?
I was on the standing up side.
Okay.
They should make Jeremy Roenick.
So the guy was 7 feet tall?
They should make Jeremy Roenick testify in a glory hole. And he should have to just stand there with his dick through it, dick through the wall. And if he enjoys it, then guess what, Jeremy? Your fucking lawsuit's getting thrown out. If you really hate it, then yep, we can proceed.
Yep.
So yeah, glory hole. They should actually do a glory hole for the handshake lines in the playoffs. Mm. They should bring out just like a plexiglass thing.
You just get your hands through there?
That's got maybe like 15 or 16 holes in it so the guys can shake hands at the end of the series, because I don't think it's going to happen this year.
No. They might do fist bumps, elbows.
Not the same.
Yeah, not the same. Not the same, especially when like the goalies get the little like extra. They do a little extra juice.
Mm-hmm.
Really shake hands. All right. My hot seat is your iPhone. I don't know if you guys had the same thought, but my iPhone on Saturday started like rapidly losing battery, getting way overheated, and it's been crap the last few days. And then I Googled it because I was like, oh, I should probably get a new one. Oh, weird. iPhone 12 coming out soon.
Oh,
it's fucking every single time. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how they're able to get away with this.
Steve Jobs, man.
Like, I had the thought. I was like, I really could use a new iPhone. Oh, you mean there's like the iPhone 12 just got leaked a day ago? No way.
It's gotten to the point where I would almost rather have a gas-powered phone. One that I have to go to a gas station and fill up with like $10 worth of juice per week, as opposed to having to trade my phone in every 19, 20 months?
Yes.
Is when they really start to drain?
What I really want to know is someone out there who has like an iPhone 6, does the battery come back? Do they then leave? They're like, all right, we're done fucking with the last two or three iterations of iPhone. Like, we can just move on to the next one. Mm. Like, is there a way where there's someone out there who's waited it out and your iPhone 6 or 7 sucked for a while, and then when they got to 10, 11, 12, it started being good again.
It turned back on, like Independence Day when the mothership got back to Earth?
They were like, yeah, we're done. Yeah. We don't need to fuck with these iPhone 6s anymore. No one has them. So someone tweet us something. I don't even know, do they have Twitter for iPhone on iPhone 6?
Probably not.
Yeah, so do send us somehow get in touch with us through your iPhone.
MySpace us from your iPhone 6. You know what I thought?
Or who's got the oldest? Get someone prove your oldest iPhone that is still out there. I used to have a friend who had like an iPhone 5, I want to say, up until like a year and a half ago. That was impressive.
You know what? I've got an ESPN phone, and I think that those came out in 2002, 2003. People don't give the ESPN phone enough credit because it was essentially an iPhone before an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first phone to imagine internet technology, being able to watch sports highlights, watch video. But the problem was they made it just like exclusive to ESPN products.
Yep.
So like people are so obsessed with their company that they'll check in only for us on their phone. And the digital network obviously sucked. It was like 2G. But it didn't give anyone coronavirus. So in many ways, it was a lot stronger than what we have today.
So, yeah. So the iPhones, I'm sure everyone's noticed. It's going to happen. Your iPhone's probably just going to blow up. It was like hot to the touch.
I actually think that Steve Jobs or whoever's in charge of Apple is somewhere in a lair. And they have a bar. They've got a bar graph. And when it dips down below like 30 or 20% of people still out there, like they have it planned out to maximize their new iPhone sales when they can tell how good or how bad everyone's battery life is. So they hit the switch. They're like, okay, drop the 12.
I also saw on the new iPhone 12, it's got four cameras, which I don't know. Like, I think they're just doing it to be like, how many cameras can you break? Like, two out of three of my cameras are broken.
Yeah.
I can't be responsible for four. You don't
have a case.
Well, yeah, because I'm an adrenaline junkie, dude.
Mm-hmm. What about
I'm not a pussy like you who's like, oh, I'm going to fucking make sure there's a case on my iPhone.
What about the people that freaked out when there were three holes, three cameras?
Yeah, those people are in the clear.
The
triphobics.
Triphobics. Now we got the perfect square, but it seriously is like, how many more things can we put on this to break?
I hope they make it a little bit like off center with the different camera holes so it still fucks with those people.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, and my cool throne is Carmelo Anthony and the many iterations of Carmelo Anthony. You've heard of Olympics Melo.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Hoodie Melo. He's now Slim Melo. So he actually does look skinny. And it's crazy. I'm going to say something nice about Carmelo Anthony. It is crazy to watch him in practice and just realize how fucking good he is at scoring. Like, everything else, maybe not there anymore, but he's a walking bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So Slim Melo is here. Goodbye, Hoodie Melo. Goodbye, Olympics Melo. It's Slim Melo season.
This is actually the perfect environment for Carmelo Anthony, because when does he perform at his best? In the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. When the athletes are confined to a certain type of village with each other, living under the bubble, in a forbidden city, if you will. And this is exactly what's happening in Orlando. Right. I am rooting so hard for Melo to play well. I don't know what it is about him, but I feel like everyone that's a casual NBA fan is absolutely behind him. We want to see Melo go out there and score like 35 points, right?
Eh.
Why, yeah. are you mad because he ditched Chicago?
No, I just don't. I don't think about him that much. I mean, I'm sure he could be fine. I don't care.
It'd just be sick to see Carmelo go out there and dominate one series in his playoffs.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't see it happening. But yeah, if it happened, it would be a good story. Slim Melo, though. He's looking good. Billy, you ready?
Yep.
You've done a great job of not talking.
Thank you.
William, our soy man football.
My hot seat is Madden every
Look
year.
Look at Billy talking.
The Madden ratings come out, and there's always quite an uproar on certain ratings. Lil Wayne
this last week
chimed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw this from the update. Billy sent us another great packet today for today's show with a list of the 10/14 things that we need to talk about. And he included everything that we didn't talk about from last time, including Lil Wayne's tweet about the Madden ratings being absurd from July 14th.
Yeah.
So this was...
I do like this. You think that the things we passed over were just... We missed them?
Mm-hmm.
Karens don't like Adult Swim.
Hot Seat Whales.
Oh,
the first recorded shark attack on a whale.
Nice.
Where it drowned the whale underwater. Was recorded. A shark named Helen drowned a whale off the coast of Massachusetts.
Why are they erasing the whale's name in all this?
Wait, why is the shark named Helen?
I'm not sure, but they track sharks because of, you know, it's good to track great white sharks, especially during beach season, mm-hmm. To make sure that there's no shark attacks. So they know the shark, but they don't know the whale.
I love when we get like nature killings like this and people are like, oh my God, like it's the poor whale. It got eaten. And it's like coronavirus deaths, 140,000. Mm-hmm. Who cares? It's fucking hoax.
Now, what they really should have done is they
what? Care about the whales?
Yeah. No, I don't care about nature. Like, I care about nature. I don't care about natural selection in the world. Like, a zebra getting mauled by a tiger is what should be happening.
What about...
I'm not like, oh my God, that poor zebra... His name was probably like Butchie, and he had a family and everything. Who the fuck cares?
What about when a Midwestern dentist fulfills his natural right to go hunt a lion?
When humans get involved, it's different.
See, I think that they should have named this whale posthumously. Did I say that right? Posthumously?
Posthumously.
Posthumously. Because then you get that, because it's from the New York Post, and the Post has mastered the art of getting the quote tweets. They're on a fucking roll when it comes to that. If they had given this whale a name, then they could get in on that sweet Harambe action.
Willie the Whale?
Yeah, people would say R.I.P. or Sweet Prince Willie.
William the Whale?
New York
got
Post.
Got fucking murdered in plains, you know, in broad daylight.
Billy.
We could only be so lucky.
Billy the Whale got murdered because it got too fat over the summer.
Billy the Whale got murdered, and the last thing he said was, people are really mad about Madden ratings.
My cool throne.
You're doing a great job of taking it, too. Yeah. Like, you're fucking crushing it, dude. You're crushing it.
Everyone in the NBA tested negative for the coronavirus in the bubble, which is a cool throne for sports.
We should have mentioned that. Good job, Billy. We should have mentioned that. And it's good that was they were negative.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bubble works.
Bubble works.
I mean,
cool throne bubble.
Honestly, sports could heal the entire world. Sports could figure out a way to solve this coronavirus thing. Because if you have a test case and a model for how to solve it amongst a given population, you can expand that out. Like, sports might save millions of lives, and this is definitely not just me talking insane because I haven't had any sports on TV.
If the bubble works, why don't we make the world a bubble?
Kyrie already believes it is.
Whoa. Think about it, Billy.
Trying.
We should. You know what we should do? Is we should do, like, aggressive testing and tracing. And everyone should wear a mask, and then the world could be a bubble. Nah, that's crazy.
That's stupid. Let's get back to sports.
That was stupid. My bad, guys. All right, let's get to our interview with Creed Bratton. Awesome interview. One of those ones where I didn't even know his name was Creed Bratton until we had him on, but it actually is Creed Bratton. Before we do that, a quick word from...
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, here he is, Creed Bratton. Okay, we now welcome on a very special guest. It is Creed Bratton. You know him from The Office. He has a new album out called Slightly Altered. First of all, thank you for joining us, Creed. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I actually wanted to start with, I think I knew this, but I didn't know it fully until we were getting ready for this interview, that your name actually is Creed Bratton. Does that get confusing at all to people to have your real name be your character's name?
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, obviously, yeah. Because I have a more recognizable, for sure.
That's true. I guess when people are yelling your name, it's better that they're yelling your real name.
Well, there were a lot of people on that show that used their real name as their character's name as well, right?
But that was Angela and Oscar and trying to think who else, Phyllis. But they didn't use their last names. They just used their first names. Greg Daniels did that because of my being in the grassroots, because he utilized several times on the show that I was in the grassroots, and he wanted to use that rock thing in there, even though it was in deleted scenes. Right. It didn't come out really till the finale, actually.
You're always listed as playing a fictionalized version of yourself, and I've been curious how close to the real Creed Bratton is the Creed Bratton that we got to get glimpses of in The Office.
Right. Well, as most actors who play characters, you know, we're not as funny in real life, although I find myself rather humorous, actually. Steve Carell is very, very quiet and a calm, gentle soul. Mm-hmm. And he's hysterically funny when he's in the character of Michael Scott. There is obviously some of my demented rock and roll characteristics in the Creed character. But it's still an actor playing a part. Mm-hmm. at the end of the day, for sure.
When you were, signed up to be in The Office and you guys are going through the seasons, did you have any feeling that it would be as big as it is, even today? Like, I actually, during quarantine, I just started it back at, you know, season one and just watch it. You rewatch it all the time, seen all the episodes a million times, and you can still watch it. Did you ever feel like that was happening while it was going on?
No. I mean, some other people in the show have commented that they knew it. They knew it. I didn't know. I was just there day to day just trying to not fuck up my parts and do the guy right. Until I think we went to an upfront in New York and we're staying at the Plaza Hotel and we're doing the red carpet stuff, and you start doing that stuff. You start, wait a second, this is real. This is like happening. And then people come up to you in markets and stuff and comment, and they see you and they wave. It slowly dawned on me that the show was maybe going to make it okay, but not to the point that it's part of the zeitgeist, which it is now.
Right.
Yeah. And not only the people that watched it then, but their younger siblings and stuff are watching it. And it just keeps on going. It's more popular now on stream. I think it's still the most streaming show out there. I believe it is.
Yeah. Yes.
It's astonishing. And so how could anyone predict something like that? My goodness.
Mm-hmm. During the filming of the show, like, I never really knew what Creed did for a living. I knew he was quality control, right? Quality assurance. Yeah, I knew that was your job title, but they never really got into the nuts and bolts of what Creed did day in and day out in the office, besides just like sit at his desk. Do you know
Jack? Yeah, what he did.
I was gonna say, do you know what his day to day job description was in that show?
Do you know Dilbert, the cartoon Dilbert?
Yes, yep. He's been in the news.
It's Wally.
Yep.
Yeah, he's Creed's Wally.
Yeah. Okay.
He's absolutely Wally. Yeah. He doesn't do anything. He avoids work at all times. He never goes. That one time he got, they put the cartoon characters having sex on the paper stock. He hadn't been to check on those people in a year.
That's right.
And then he gets blamed on somebody else, you know. Kind of reminds me of somebody else I know now, but I won't get into that.
How have you not How have you not secured Creed Thoughts and made that your personal blog?
Because it was owned by NBC in the beginning.
Ah, yeah. Okay. We need that. You need that. That's the best.
I would love it. I would love it. But they did such a great job. I wouldn't do as well. Although now all the videos that I'm putting out on Instagram and TikTok and stuff, I'm writing all those. And you know, obviously, because I have to. But nobody else around.
Yeah, I just typed in creedthoughts.com. I know that's not the official site. I think there was a .gov and something in there, but I'm pretty sure my computer got a virus from that. So that's kind of on the nose.
That's what, if I had one, that's what it would be, you know?
Just pop on
your credit card information.
Yes.
Phishing scam. Yeah, I love that.
If they did do a reboot, that's exactly what Creed would have to do. Yeah. It would have to be one of those guys hacking the rest of the people's computer.
Creed, yes. I don't know how much weight you pull over at Netflix, but if you could do me a favor and tell them, could you please turn down the volume on the intro song? It's always very jarring when it goes from the cold open to the Office theme song and then back to the normal volume. You have to play some volume adjustment Olympics with your remote. So could you just pass that along to them for me?
You mean when it's going, and now the ba-ba, got it?
Yep.
Jump. Yeah, I know. Okay. That's, I don't have any pull in Netflix. I wish I did. You know, I'd lobby for my show.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Let's talk a little bit about your other career as a musician. It's crazy, you know, reading through how long you've been a musician, how much music you put out in the world, and when you were a musician, when you started in the, 1960s, late 1960s, what was it like, you know, starting around then when rock and roll and everything's coming up and you're in a scene that, some of the folk scenes and Woodstock, now that you played Woodstock, but that kind of world, what was it like?
I played trumpet from a very young age, and both sides of my family were musicians. My grandparents were a semi-professional country and western band. I learned guitar, started playing guitar around 13, at 17. So I'm 77 now, so I've been playing professionally. I got my first gig playing with these older guys when I was 17 on lead guitar. I've been playing for 60 years now, guitar. And so to answer your question, I played with several bands all the way through college, over 2 years with this folk trio in Europe. And then when the Grassroots happened, there we were, Mount Tamalpais, Miami Pop Festival, Devonshire Downs, which is arguably one of the biggest, at 200,000 people at the time, and every rock band ever we had that time, Hendrix, everybody. It was the Summer of Love, of course, in the late 60s. It was amazing, guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. We thought we were going to change the world for the better. We thought that the message of love and peace was going to be taken on by the establishment, that we're going to stop fighting, that the world would not be Russia and America and the different countries, but it would be the world, the planet. We'd all be, saying this is ridiculous. Why fight? We need to be this earth. That's what we believed. And it still hasn't happened, but I'm still ones that would like to see that occur. I believe that's the only way we're going to, as human beings, are going to exist if we stop this fighting stuff. It's ridiculous.
Do you think it was not enough people did acid back then to change
Absolutely.
The world?
Absolutely. More drugs would have saved the world.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I feel like acid needs to make a comeback right now. I've personally never done acid. I'm not a drug guy, except if I'm overseas. But I feel like that's one drug that people take. And usually, like 90% of the time, they're like, yeah, I have a totally different perspective on life, and it's better.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't advocate drugs for any youth at all, but if they're I certainly had some very, very profound and life-changing, but I didn't go into it as an escape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was certainly cocaine and alcohol for that. But when I wanted to do psychedelics, I would literally fast. I'd get myself in a headspace. I would meditate, and I would go out not in a city, but go out in the desert, go up in the mountains and get by yourself and take it. And certainly grok nature, as Robert Heinlein said in Stranger in a Strange Land.
You get that feeling of like one with the universe?
Yes. And it's the most benign feeling there is.
Were you ever at some of the, I read a book a while ago, The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, and, you know, The Grateful Dead. Were you ever in that scene or around that scene?
Well, when we played Mount Tamalpais, everybody, the audience and the people on stage, everybody there was on acid. It was there was just flowing around. Everybody was handing it out everywhere. It was just insane. Just insane. I don't know. I remember we were out in People's Park before a Fillmore show. I think this is a famous story, but I'll tell it anyway. A girl comes up to Ricky and I, the drummer, and she's a little, you know, hippie, a little tattoo flower on her cheek and a little gingham dress. And she goes, "For you." And she's got the little white squares with blue dots in them. And I'd read the Newsweek article, so I knew it was acid. It was Osley acid. Mm-hmm. So I took it, went to do the show, started hallucinating on stage. It was, I'm not going to get into it right now, but yes, that I was there.
No, feel free to get into it. You just told the start of a great story. I'd like to hear more.
All right. So I popped the acid in, we get in the car and Ricky says, the drummer says, "That was really nice of that girl. We should take this stuff after the show." I went, yeah, too late then.
Yeah.
We're after on the stage, show. We get there, we get into our cool rock and roll outfits and walk out on the stage. And all of a sudden, I'm looking like this, and my hands are glowing. And there's like rainbow colors between the vortexes of my hand. And I'm also, I go like this. There's this etheric taffy between my hands. And I'm playing, I'm God's concertina player. And I hear Bill Graham going, "Play, play." But it's much more like, "Play, play." Free play. I go, wah, 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 wah. So I take the guitar and the start of Live Today is there, 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 there. And I hit the notes and I look behind me at the speaker and out of the speaker, I'm hallucinating now. And there's the notes that I played on staff paper comes out of the speaker and the notes fall off onto the floor. And I go, "Oh, the poor notes." So I get down on my hands and knees with an imaginary dustbin and a broom, and I'm sweeping up the notes and trying to push them back into my amplifier. And I couldn't play. I dropped my pants.
Just snag them out.
Let that pony dance. Gave it some air. I'd heard that it pays to advertise. And they were not happy. Bill Graham was certainly not happy. He had to come back the next week and make that show up. But that was the only time that I ever done anything like that on stage. And it was just something that wasn't planned.
Right.
It was just the spur of the moment because, again, acid was everywhere.
Yeah.
That, getting back to your question again.
What a life to be in that whole scene and then be part of like one of the funniest, most critically acclaimed shows of all time. Jeez, you're Creed Bratton. You're Creed Bratton.
How did that happen?
Yeah, you're Creed Bratton.
You made a lot of you made a lot of good decisions along the way to lead yourself to that one moment in time.
I don't think I made them myself per se. I believe that I'm an intuitive person, not an intellectual person. I'm always very, very tuned to the voice. You know, we all have the inner voice telling us this is the right way to go. Don't do this. It's the wrong way to go. Many, many times people just avoid it. We don't pay attention to it. I pay very close attention to it.
To be involved in an era like that and in a seminal moment in, like, you know, some would say rock history like that, and then to also later on in life, now you're involved, like a new generation gets to be introduced to you. You just seem like you are in the right place at the right time all the time. And that's actually a good quality to have. I think that's a very, it's an underestimated quality that some people have in life, to just always find themselves in a good position.
If I thought I was consciously doing that, I'd say, thank you. That's exactly how I planned it. But, I mean, obviously you, there's all the commentary, the philosophy that you make luck, you make your luck by hard work. Hard work makes your luck. And I certainly have not been a lazy guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always written and stayed in shape. And when I was on Bernie Mac and I heard that the director that came on was going to do The Office, the little flares went off, the little red lights went off. Boom, you got to do it. And really, it's no joke. It was, bop, bop, you got to be on this show. And I lobbied. I called him up and got on that show, shot my own character, made it happen. There's no way that I was going to know that show, but I knew that this is someplace I had to be. And so, it, yes, okay, I'll take responsibility for that.
Yes.
Following my intuition, yes.
And now you also have, we talk about this with guests all the time, how they have like an even more of an afterlife from their careers with the GIFs. And you have a couple that are great that are always used on Twitter, the Ride the Bull one, dark hair. So you have a couple of those screenshots or GIFs that basically will just live forever and people use all the time and you become a cult classic.
I don't know. What can you say? I'm so lucky. I'm just so lucky. And I just hope I keep making the right moves and don't fuck this up, you know?
Yeah. Can you do a cartwheel?
Fuck, you do a fucking cartwheel.
Can you do one?
No, of course I can.
You can?
Yeah, of course I can.
Okay. All right. Well, that was your New Year's resolution. It was your New Year's resolution.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
so that's the thing. People always yell at me from the audience. And you have to understand, when I'm on stage playing my acoustic guitar, I know that if I don't get this out of the way, I'll be playing that song from the finale, All the Faces, a beautiful song at the end. And people will be going, do a cartwheel, bow body, you know, which one's Pam? So I tell them early in the show, just scream out all your Creed stuff and get it out of the way.
Yes.
And they do. And I say, okay, you're happy now. All right, now let's proceed with the show.
Yes.
Do you think, did you watch every episode of The Office as it came out?
No, I haven't seen them all. Actually,
really?
Don't shoot me. Well, I'm writing. I read a lot of books. I'm a voracious reader.
Ooh.
So I have any extra time, I'm going to be reading, you know, or playing guitar or writing songs.
Give us some books.
What are you reading right now?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, what have I got right now up here?
We're big readers. Mm-hmm. I read
Svetlana
one book.
Svetlana Alexievich, Secondhand Time. The Magic Mountain, Thomas Mann. Marcus Aurelius, Meditate. Well, that's my Stoic philosophy. I read that all the time.
Yeah, that's the second
Gentleman from Verona
Stoic philosophy reference we've had in the show in the last week. That's incredible.
Yes.
I've been for Eric Abel, was my tour manager. Now he's my agent. We listened to Tim Ferriss on the road. And he had a guy in there, and he started talking about Stoic philosophy. This is years ago when I first started touring. And I really struck home to me. This is something, by the way, that I wish I had when I was your guys' age, Stoic philosophy, because it's a grounding philosophy. It's, it just gets rid of all the bullshit. And yeah, I read Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, the big boys, you know, and it never lets me down. It's really good stuff.
Out of the episodes of The Office that you have watched, what would be your top three cold openings, best intros?
Obviously, I loved when I got to be the manager. That's just selfish, you know. Mm-hmm. Throw the keys to nobody. No, that's not my favorite. This music's playing. I'm playing guitar, and Kate's got the thing written on her belly. And everyone's jumping up on that was a one shot deal. That's pretty amazing. Oh gosh, cold openings. I guess. What about the scene where Dwight fakes the fire? That's not a
That's probably the go.
That was my favorite.
The funniest damn thing ever.
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know. There's so many Steve Carell moments where he, like Prison Mike, or he comes in the big outfit, or him and Amy Ryan are doing the dance and singing. We were biting our cheeks not to laugh on that one.
Yeah.
So good.
All right. So Cree Bratton, Slightly Altered, his album is out now. Are you going to get, do you think you're going to get back on tour anytime soon, or what's the
man, guys, I had to cancel twice to go to Australia and New Zealand because of the fires.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, you can come down, but we'll have oxygen tanks by the side of the stage because there's so much smoke in this place. I said, no, that's okay. I need to breathe to sing. Thank you. Then now, of course, the pandemic. And so now I'm planning to go back down in March. It may or may not happen. And then in May, I want to go back because I toured last year and had a great tour of Europe and England and Ireland this time. We'll see. I miss playing for the fans because obviously that's what I live for is getting up on stage.
Yeah. Well, my last question isn't even a question. I just want to say congratulations on the new dog, Iggy Pup.
Iggy Pup. My friend Linda's dog.
Okay.
She's a friend of mine, but I went over there a day to meet him. And you saw that. Look, if you go close up on those little eyes, he is an old soul. He's the sweetest little guy.
That's the acid kicking in, Creed.
No,
you start looking
no.
into dogs' eyes and you're like, I've known, have I met you before? Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he has, I haven't met him before because he's trying to become a human.
Yeah.
I'm going to look him up right now, real quick. Let me be the judge of this dog's eyes.
Creed, it's on Instagram? His Instagram, yeah.
Iggy
yeah.
Pup.
Yeah. Okay, Creed Bratton.
It's on my Instagram.
Also, by the way, we do.
I do agree. That's the cutest damn dog. Right?
That is a very cute dog. We do Mount Rushmore when sports aren't going on. On this show, and we did the Mount Rushmore office characters, and Hank, our producer, picked you with his first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Thank you, Hank.
Crazy. He's the biggest Creed fan.
You deserve it.
I agree. This dog does have an old soul. This dog is looking at me like it's seen some shit.
Yeah.
It looks right through you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you That's know what? It's judging me and it's nailing doggy.
That's a grounded dog.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Everyone, go out and get Creed's new album, Slightly Altered. Thank you so much. Really appreciate this.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I really enjoyed talking with both of you. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hope to see you when you come to New York on your next tour sometime, too.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was there, I played the Highline Ballroom. That was my second time there. I had a great show, but it's closed now, I believe. I think they closed the Highline, unfortunately. But I'll find another venue to play when I can play.
When you come back to New York, I will be there. See you, Creed. That interview with Creed Bratton was brought to you.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, let's get some segments. Let's do our Mount Rushmore. We're going to do it. Mount Rushmore of things that happened since quarantine started. Since sports were gone, because sports are going to be back by Friday. We're already going to have sports back. Mm-hmm. So we figured we would do this. It's basically the, oh my God, that happened. In the last 4 months, mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore.
I just came up with a terrible poem. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
'Twas the night before sports again, and all through the house, we were awaiting the first pitch from the good Dr. Fauci.
Ooh, nice.
That's right. Boom.
You should tweet that.
Should I?
Yeah.
No, that's not going to do well. Billy, you tweet that.
Yeah, Billy, you tweet it and see.
But Billy, you have to wait until tomorrow to tweet it out because it's not mm-hmm. Sports Eve yet.
Yes. All right, should we do it? Hank, you want to start? So this is the Mount Rushmore of things that happened since sports were canceled. And then Billy's going to do a bonus Mount Rushmore, of soy-based products. Not a soy boy. Not because he's a soy boy.
He's a soy man.
It's just that he knows them in and out. Soy-based products.
This is a twofer for the people to start.
Wait, what?
Well, kind of. It's you can't simultaneous.
Do, what?
It's
not, hold on.
It's flag, not snake draft.
Flag.
Not snake,
you can't
snake draft.
Do two to start.
You're trying to do a two-headed snake draft.
Well, it's one, but it's two.
No, that's not fair.
All right,
you got to pick one.
Say your first, and then we'll determine whether or not you get to say a second.
Gronk signed with the Bucks.
That's one.
Okay, you were going to say Tom Brady signed.
No. Nope. No, I know what he's going to say, but I have that too. And that shouldn't be that shouldn't be a twofer.
All right, fine.
Okay, PFT, okay. Your first pick.
Easy first pick. That's going to go with Tiger King.
Mm.
Tiger King, remember that? We got the painting up there from Chilling with Chels.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll go easy first pick off of that. Remember Tiger King. Because like a month ago, it was like, remember how long ago Tiger King was?
Flag.
Yeah,
flag.
No, that was a long time flag. Ago, too.
Hey, let him,
that
let
absolutely
him say it.
Counts.
It does count. I don't
that
think
absolutely
it's very good
counts.
Night, but I think it counts.
That absolutely counts. We've been doing Remember Tiger King for so long
that's
what
that
the you
Mount
can
Rushmore
remember.
Is.
But you
that's
can remember.
What the Mount Rushmore is.
Remember. Fine, you don't want to cut.
No, it counts.
No, you said it. You said it. Once you say it, you can't
do it. You don't want to do it, then I won't do it.
No, I'm just saying it's a bad pick.
Fine, go ahead. Your pick. Your first two picks.
My first two picks.
So many people have been being like, remember Tiger King? That is now old. Like, the Remember Tiger King people have been doing that for fucking 2 months now.
I know what you're
saying.
Tiger
King was 4 months ago.
I'm going to allow it as a pick. I'm not saying it's a great pick.
What,
but
Hank, why are you giving me that face? Totally legit. Why are you giving me that fucking face? Give me the face again.
I can do the real one.
Hey, I've got one.
And now explain the face.
I've got one for my next pick. Remember Tiger King?
Yeah. No, yeah. Okay, you can do that. Yeah. That's fine. Mm-hmm. There has been so much time that has elapsed that doing Remember Tiger King tweets have now expired. That's literally how long it's been. There was a whole fucking month where people would be like, dude, remember Tiger King?
But it's still a thing that happened in quarantine.
I understand.
And if we're making
and
it out Rushmore,
saying,
I think it's more than worthy of my top pick, if not the one overall.
I'm saying I'm remembering how we did a whole month of remembering Tiger King, which was stupid in itself.
I just wouldn't use that as like my fourth pick if
all
I
right,
were you.
That's
all.
Fine.
Soy milk.
Soy milk. Oh, you get two.
Are you saying that you are milk in Spanish? Or are you
what
saying
is soy?
A product?
Who knows?
It's a legume, I think.
No one knows. All right, go ahead. Number two.
Tofu.
Okay, good one.
Gross.
All right, my avoid second it. One will be... wait, what did you pick? Gronk? I'll do Tom Brady the Bucks. Yeah, that's fine. Tom
that
Brady
my
the
other
Bucks.
One, so...
Yeah, I know what your other one was. Mm-hmm.
Then why didn't you do it?
Because I think Tom Brady the Bucks was even longer and like, holy shit, that happened before sports canceled? Or after sports were canceled? All
right. Okay.
I mean, you're going to say Leroy retiring.
Remember that? You can take that. You can have my good dog.
That wasn't it.
That's yes, okay. It was.
Yeah, it was. my second one is going to be Earl Thomas's entanglement. Remember that? Remember that? That was like a few months. That was a wild fucking story.
Yeah.
His incest tanglement with his brother.
Was that before sports were canceled? I mean, after sports were canceled?
Yes, that was absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's, time doesn't exist anymore. Time doesn't exist anymore. All right, Hank.
Zoom happy hours. Remember when people tried to make that a thing? Yes. Everyone acted like, "Oh, we don't see our friends, so let's do a happy hour on Zoom." And then then I think people did it for like a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Everyone realized it sucked.
Yeah,
the novelty of being like, "Oh, hey, look at us, we're drinking alcohol using software that we normally use at work." That wore off.
This is almost as cool as the bar.
Hey, Slack sexed me real quick.
Yeah.
And then my next one will be Murder
you were
Hornets.
Retiring? Oh.
What was it?
Murder Hornets?
Murder Hornets. I'm fucking terrified. They're so scary. They're
God,
all
there's
here.
There's a lot of shit I don't remember. Okay. That's good. That's a good pick. I forgot about that.
Thanks.
Yeah. No problem.
My next one is going to be just the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember the NFL draft?
Yeah.
Remember Roger Goodell getting fucked up in his man cave?
Yep.
Taking off, doing like a strip draft? Or by the end of it, he was just like basically wearing a G-string and crushing like 1,000 M&Ms in a handful.
As a preeminent football podcast, we cannot let Roger Goodell back out of his man cave donation thing. Because Dave, like someone has to do it.
Yeah, so
it's
Marlins,
Marlins
man. Marlins man's got to step
that
up.
Can't, like, they can't just forget about that.
Did they cancel the entire thing?
Well, no. Marlins man said he was in second place, and then he hasn't come forward and said he won. So, like, they can't just be like, Dave, you're canceled.
Can you text Marlins man and find out if they've reached out to him?
Sure.
Because that would be a breaking news on our part.
Good one. All right.
Oh, no, it's from the
top. I'll go with, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, wood memes. When they were just, that was all anyone could text for about a week and a half. Yeah, it was more than that. It was probably 3 weeks. Just that dude's big fucking cock. Every fucking text you opened, every link you clicked on. And everyone has that one friend who held on for a little too long.
The one friend that started making their own wood memes.
Yeah, but then they like, I'm not going to, he's a friend of mine, so I'm not going to say his name. But say I have it. A friend, well, no one knows him. He's I have a friend in Chicago who's, I think as of like 3 days ago, still sent me one.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's tough to have that conversation being like, dude, it's been over.
Uh-huh.
Stop.
I'm trying
not
to remember
cool.
when I got my last wood meme. I believe it was probably over a month ago, which I feel like that's the acceptable time. If you're still sending wood memes in July, then you have an issue. Then you're making your own at home. You've got your own like setup where you purchased a Photoshop subscription just to Photoshop this guy's cock onto things.
Yes.
I had a group text where I was sending a lot of the ones that you guys were sending because I thought they were funny, and then that basically like brought them into the fold, and then now they're still going with it. So I feel partly responsible because it's like I brought you guys into this world and you haven't picked up on the fact that
so then, it's a good it's
yeah, so then their clock started behind everybody else's.
Right.
So it's still going strong. What Hank, do you think that they think that you invented the wood memes because you introduced them?
Probably.
Potentially, yeah. That's I mean, they're not big internet guys, so they're just like, why do you keep sending this guy's big ass dick.
You should start doing. You should start predicting things. Be like, this year, I guarantee you that Mark Zuckerberg will have a big ass. And then, like, in 6 months, be like, look at this picture. Billy, your last two soy based products, but you're not a soy boy.
Sofritas.
Okay,
that's Chipotle.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Yeah. That should be number one.
Yeah,
and edamame.
Ooh. Okay.
I would. You don't have soy sauce on your list. That's kind of weird. Soy sauce is delicious.
Too obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. My last pick will be The Last Dance, and being like, oh yeah, The Last Dance. Like, this is coming out at the perfect time. It will get us to the end of quarantine. And then that was like, what, 2 months ago?
Uh-huh.
It's now on Netflix.
Oh, wait, had two. What? I only did one the last time around.
You probably should have thought of that.
That's on you.
Yeah, that's on you.
That's on you. That's on you. Yeah. Don't worry, you can do Leroy retiring.
Yeah, you can do your last three.
I was never going to do that.
At the end.
Okay. Yeah, right, your last
Dance.
Last Dance.
I actually think that The Last Dance was our first sports or back of this entire thing.
But do you remember the feeling of
after like 2 days?
Oh, it was, thank God. We have 6 weeks of this. It will totally get us to the finish line.
It was honestly like 2 or 3 weeks after quarantine started. And we're like, we're done.
Yeah,
The Last Dance brought sports back.
This is great.
Fuck.
All right. Your last pick, PFT.
My last one is going to be the Celebrity Imagine video. With Gal Gadot and all the celebrities in their houses.
Yep.
That was going to get us through this, through the power of song.
Yep.
it was so ridiculous. I miss laughing at that. Now it's like, that was actually kind of sweet. With their
Nice try, guys. All right, Pank, you have three to finish. No, two to finish. Two to finish.
Outer Banks.
Yep.
And then the novelty of our sweet boy Billy coming back in the fold. Everyone was like, oh, we miss Billy football. Where's Billy? Blah, blah, blah.
Like,
and
it
was like, oh, my God, Billy's back. Fuck
this kid.
I actually think that Billy's been doing a great job this
week. I do, too.
No,
I love Billy. But when he came back, it was like, oh, my God, Billy's back. Like, finally.
If Billy was a $100 stock when he came back, he went down to, like, a penny. But now he's back to, like, $65.
But to be fair, he went down because of mismanagement.
Because
of gross incompetence at the executive level.
We were the juke and coffee guys.
Yes.
We were just fucking, remember that?
We were Wolf of Wall Street on Billy. We dragged him down to penny stocks so we could then buy shares of him, jack it back up.
Everyone's going to be like, Billy's incredible. I'd be like, yeah, we told you.
Yeah. But Billy, you've been doing great recently. And I do mean it when I say that we did not set you up well. So I accept our apologies.
Yes.
I feel like you guys are just being nice to me.
No, I mean,
no, we love you.
Dead serious.
We love you.
Those shoes still fucking suck, though.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're awful.
We missed a few. Love is Blind.
Yep.
Love is Blind is up there. Remember when, Leroy retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can say
I did five. All right, it's all good.
You did five? All right, put five on there for Hank. Make sure you put five. Oh, so you want to do we'll do our fifth.
Yeah, so we should get a fifth one.
All right, you go ahead.
Okay, so this fifth.
You can do you can pick
either one. Love is Blind was on my list, but I feel like that's cheating since we've already said it out loud. So I won't say it. Instead, I will go with
Leroy retiring. There we go. You have to do a fifth too, Billy.
Can I do like a real one?
No. Yes. But let me do mine first.
Okay.
My fifth is when Jay Glazer held the world hostage for 24 hours, thinking he was going to break the biggest news ever, and then just told us a guy got coronavirus that ended up like...
But he was fine.
Hundreds of thousands of, I think millions. Yeah, millions of people have had coronavirus, and he was like, big news coming tomorrow. That was a long time ago.
Panic buying.
Oh, yeah. I bought a lot of junk.
I ate canned spinach for like a month.
I had... you're talking about that. Yes, that too. I was thinking more like I bought a trumpet. I bought like a Stairmaster that was like only like this big.
I got a sun lamp.
I bought this thing. This. I was too embarrassed to even use it. It's a thing you wear around your neck, and it's like a big rubber ball, and you chew it, and it's supposed to make your jawline better.
So it's like a thigh master for your mouth.
It's like a fucking ball gag.
You just bought a ball gag.
Yeah, right. I opened
Adam
it and I was
Eve
like,
has a lot of good deals on exercise equipment.
I opened it and I was like, I'm not gonna fucking do this. This is insane.
So it's basically like synthetic chewing gum.
Yes. Yes, okay. A chew toy. You're basically treating yourself like a dog. And I was like, this is insane. This is too far.
Actually a great idea.
Yeah.
You never use it?
No, I didn't.
Can I use it?
I think in the move it got lost. I can
my jawline could use a little bit of work.
I could point you in the right direction.
Okay.
We also had push-up challenges.
Yeah.
That sucked.
We're going to get in shape.
Oh, we're going to, yeah, we're going to, mm-hmm. the we're going to get in shape people also are closely related to the, this is only going to last 2 to 3 weeks people.
Mm-hmm. What about, remember freaking out when oil hit zero?
Yeah.
Everyone was worried about that for some reason.
And we all pretended to know what that meant.
Yeah, it means that everyone's going to have to store oil in their backyard until the government allows you to release it.
Remember when Duke withdrew from the NCAA tournament before they canceled the NCAA tournament?
You remember when Britney Spears burnt down her gym?
Yep. Yep.
Because she ran too fast?
Yep. So, yeah, there's been a lot of things that have happened.
Harrison Ford got into another plane crash.
He did?
Yeah. That's how you can measure time, actually, is how many Harrison Ford aviation incidents have taken place.
By the way, the Earl Thomas thing I looked up, guess what date it was?
May 1st.
It was May 7th.
Yeah.
I would have guessed that it was like April. I would have said it was April like late 1st. March, early April, being like that was borderline when sports were canceled.
Marlins mm-hmm. man said no, they would not let me.
Breaking news.
Wow, Roger Goodell.
Breaking news.
Money. How much money did he bid?
Dave bid like $250,000.
So yeah, that would mean Marlins man probably bid about $150,000.
There, $200,000.
That Goodell is not accepting for children.
It's fucked up.
Hates the kids.
This needs to be more of a story.
It does. Well, let's raise the awareness level right now in America.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget that Roger Goodell elected to starve children instead of accepting money from Marlins man.
Sad. Very, very sad. All right, let's finish up with guys and chicks. That was a great Mount Rushmore, guys. And sports are back now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, they'll write a history book. We should just write that. We should do another coloring book.
Remember our coloring book?
Yeah, remember? We should do a coloring book of coronavirus.
Of stuff that happened during the quarantine.
And just have the big dick in every picture.
Mm-hmm. Just different woods. In a
where's
coloring
wood?
Book.
Yeah, where, oh, where's wood? Where's wood
a
book?
A pop-up book, too.
Oh, damn.
It could be like six books in one. It could be a coloring book, where's wood, and then the last page you just open up, and it's three-dimensional of just his cock.
Mm-hmm. I like that. All right, we're going to do that. Not. But yeah. No, we're definitely not.
We're going to talk about it.
We just did.
If we talk about it enough, someone might make it,
uh-huh.
and then we can maybe sell it. Hey, guys.
We just gave Triggs like homework.
Remember,
like,
hey, remember
Triggs,
this one?
Can you do this for us?
Bike riding around Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to be fair, that was something that we were planning
Once the
on
weather
doing.
Gets nice.
Once the weather gets nice, we'll do. Well, no, now it's too hot.
Yeah.
Now it's too hot.
To be fair,
for
five Fridays in a row,
but I got a new one already.
It was downpouring, so we couldn't do it. And then it just became one of those things where if you cancel a plan in good faith enough times,
yeah,
you just kind of
doesn't happen.
People
right.
just kind of let you slide.
I am down to do it now that I have an electric bike and don't actually have to bike.
A motorcycle.
It's pretty
Are
much
you gonna
a
get
motorcycle.
A, you should get a leather jacket.
It's a motorcycle.
I will revel scooter around Manhattan.
Okay, hey, guys on chicks.
Hey, guys. My boyfriend and I got in a big fight recently because I only wear sunglasses on my head, never on my face, even when it's sunny. I just don't feel comfortable or confident wearing them, so I only use them to keep my hair back. Is that not normal?
Wait, only on your head?
Yes.
I've actually considered getting a second pair just so I can do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
you're in a unique situation.
That's weird, though. Like, who doesn't like wearing sunglasses?
I don't like wearing sunglasses.
Really?
Yeah.
In the summertime?
I mean, I just don't have a good face for sunglasses. It's just something
I think everyone has a good face mm-hmm. for sunglasses.
The whole point of sunglasses is that you can make a really stupid face look better.
Nope. You're just wearing the wrong sunglasses. No.
Trust me.
Shady Rays.
I've even the Shady Rays ones are great. They're great. They look great on everyone.
Are they?
When
if you don't like
on,
wearing them?
I look like Bug Eyes. Here.
Hank, what you should do is you should get the flip-up sunglasses like outfielders wear.
Mm-hmm.
The best ones were the ones I got for Grit Week that looked like I was like a porn director that I got as a joke, but they kind of look good.
Those weren't sunglasses.
Those made you
they
look
They were not
very
even
bug-eyed.
Close to sunglasses.
You look good,
you
Hank.
You look awesome.
Hank, you look like you could fucking
Bro,
rob a bank
Shady
right
Rays
now.
Makes you look sick.
You look like a California teenager.
You look so good.
Hey, wait. What's up, CFB Hall of Fame Cat 6'3 PFT and Chankless Hank? I think I'm supposed to say chinless, but you spelled it wrong.
I realize what Hank looks like now. Doesn't Hank look like a wildlife photographer for Shark Week?
Yeah.
Out on a boat somewhere?
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should actually do an entire series where you like go fishing.
Mm-hmm. Honk lock.
With my bare hands. Everyone tweets me videos every day of people catching fish with their bare hands. I've never been more proven right.
everyone tweets me every day.
Literally. Long time AWL and Toledo resident here, wondering if there was any plans for Coach Doug's ceremony for accepting the key to the city. I know this may not happen anytime soon due to the encouragement of social distancing, but once life starts returning back to normal, I know that the 419 would love to have you guys.
Is this Guys on Chicks?
Well, it was in the text line, and I was actually curious myself.
Okay,
so
yes, we are
I
going to do
it.
I've spoken with Jason Candle, who's a friend of ours. We saw him on a Grit Week a couple years ago. We are absolutely going to go to Toledo once the real world comes back. It'll probably be next year. We'll get a key to the city, and We've had preliminary discussion, actually just amongst ourselves, of PFT possibly enrolling in kicking.
Yep. It has been discussed.
We actually haven't asked anyone if we can do it. We've just talked about it ourselves, which counts.
I got to get tape out there somehow.
And so, I have an extra year of eligibility.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You so, want to play for Billy, Toledo? I'm giving Scholies away.
I have
away.
4 years of eligibility.
Dude, I'm giving Scholies away. You
How much
one?
Does it cost to enroll at the University of Toledo for out-of-state people? Because I was thinking about doing one that's closer,
Listen,
but all the
us,
private schools are like $50,000 a year, and there's
it's like
no
two episodes.
It's on the arm. For us, it's free.
Hey guys, my
we got a key to the city. You don't think true. A key to the city opens up free tuition?
It should at least open up the weight room.
Yeah,
I won't go to class.
Hey guys, my boyfriend likes to refer to my butt as an absolute dump truck, except that it's not. It's an average, if not kind of small butt. Should I be insulted when it says because it's sarcastic, or is he trying to give me a compliment?
No.
I think guys just look at any butt and they're like, wow, that's a huge butt.
You're like, how can I compare this body to some type of big machinery?
Yeah. Do you remember at the start, I think it was at the start of Charlie's Angels, who could forget? But Cameron Diaz like danced in the mirror to "I Like Big Butts," mm-hmm. and she has like a negative butt. She's got Hank Hill butt.
You in the real truth here is that your boyfriend just doesn't know what a dump truck butt looks like. Don't be the one to break it to him. Let him just think that you got the dump truck.
It's actually the highest compliment that you can give as a male to compare something to like machinery you thought was kick ass when you were 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. And this also just means that he's not on Instagram. So good. That's good as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just not looking at dump trucks on Instagram. We should actually.
He's not on perfect booties.
We should create an Instagram account for us.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be dump trucks. So it's just one ass picture next to an actual dump truck.
Okay.
That's cool. Or it could be dump trucks, and the picture, the avatar is just a big ass in a swimsuit, but then all the pictures are just different heavy machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just DM people and see how many followers you can get.
Or we could get actual models to pose in front of heavy machinery.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Check out this backhoe.
There's a lot of things we can do with the dump truck Instagram.
Nice.
Get it.
Dear PMT, I'm embarrassed to say this even though it's anonymous. My boyfriend is really a cereal bread eater. I love bread, don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those gluten-free girls, but he eats it with every meal, literally. He eats burgers and hot dogs just like anyone else, but what started to worry me after 7 months of dating and getting normalized to his daily routine was the cereal. He dips the bread in cereal. His main choice is Wonder Bread, and it absolutely disgusts me.
This is awesome.
Not the bread of choice, but the bread being dunked into the cereal.
He's
he uses
the carb
it
king.
As a scoop, and when I tell him it's gross, he says it's just like a spoon.
It's true.
I really don't know how to get him to stop or if I should get him to stop. What do I do?
I think you just let the man live his life. Everyone's got a thing. Everyone's
carb
got
king.
If that's
I used to crush two buns with a hot dog, like a chaser bun.
If that's the weirdest thing about him, then you're doing really well.
Yeah. I also, this is one of those things where he's I don't know how he grew up, but I'm sure that there was just bread all the time, and he thinks that everyone else just eats bread all the time. And another one, this is
Amish.
Another case where he is probably not on Instagram looking at, like, how to stay lean, like, RX lean muscle. He's just fucking pounding carbs.
Yeah, at least you know he's not a celiac.
Yeah.
His shits are probably wonderful if he can handle all that bread.
I like this. This guy is just living in not 2020.
Mm-hmm.
He's living in like 1982.
Here's what you do. Suggest that you guys go on a gluten-free diet together and just see how long it takes for him to dump you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a weird point in my relationship with this guy, and I don't quite know how to label us. Regardless, we've been off and on for a year and a half despite living in different cities. We've definitely gotten close during the pandemic, especially since I've moved back home to my parents' house 4 months ago. I need help. What the fuck do I buy him for his birthday? I don't want to scream relationship, but I also don't want to be a dick and just buy him a birthday card.
Cash. I think we've said that before
cash
on this show.
All the time.
Just give him a fat stack of fives.
Everyone wants cash, always. Mm-hmm. Cash is the greatest gift anyone can ever give.
Cash is king. If you give him $100 worth of $5 bills, that's actually the best present I think I could ever get. I would rather have $100 worth of fives than just get like six $20 bills.
Yes. It's like the scene from Donnie Brasco when Al Pacino and Johnny Depp. Is it Johnny Depp?
Yep.
No, it is Johnny Depp.
He's canceled, though.
And they at Christmas, they exchange cards, and they both have cash in them. And then when Johnny Depp is walking out, Al Pacino's like, hey, can I get a few dollars off you? I need to lend some money or, like, loan some money to me. And then he just takes his card back.
He takes his 10%. He tries to get his 10% right immediately.
No, he takes his whole card back. So he just ends up with all the money.
Just give him – you know what would actually be sweet? I wish I had gotten this present at some point. Just a suitcase filled with ones. mm-hmm. and maybe you handcuff it to him mm-hmm. and be like, don't open this until you get home. Mm-hmm. That'd just be sick.
Hey, guys, what outfit would each of you wear if you were girls?
I don't know.
PFT.
No, I don't know. Like, that's...
You can just Google it.
You talk about, like, something that's never going to happen.
I think tube tops. Why are we getting hypotheticals here? For my breast size, tube tops.
Tube tops? Yeah, you would make a tube top pop.
I would like the new trend. It seems like girls are just wearing handkerchiefs as tops. Mm-hmm. That seems kind of fun.
I would wear...
A dress. You've done it many times.
I would wear a dress. I would, if I was a woman, I would wear a dress. And only if I was a woman.
Yoga pants. Last one. Dear Vacation Honk, my boyfriend always asks me, are you mad at me? He has really bad anxiety and he always needs to make sure, but I'm so sick of him asking when I'm not mad.
Sorry to interrupt, Hank, but I was actually thinking about this weekend. I didn't want to forget. Somebody just needs to invent, if you slap like a like an Under Armour logo onto a kilt or onto just like any sort of nice flowy like long skirt, you can make a dude wear anything. Mm-hmm. You're just like, this is a sport performance kilt.
Yes.
A guy will wear a dress.
It's a golfing kilt.
I'm going to be honest, rompers are actually like...
There you go, Billy. Male rompers? I wore one of those once.
You did?
Yeah, they sent us a bunch.
The romp hems.
Yeah, the romp hems.
Wow. Might invest.
My balls are too... My dick is too small. My balls
remember
are
when you tried to get
into
lace shorts, PFT?
Yeah, I remember that.
That
was not long ago because the shorts are still in the pile.
Somebody sent me lace shorts.
Right.
I think you asked them to.
Yeah. Somebody sent you lace shorts.
I think it was the same place you got your ball gag from.
Mm-hmm.
Last one. So my boyfriend always asks, are you mad at me? He has really bad anxiety and he always needs to make sure, but I am so sick of him asking when I'm not mad. What should I do to get him stop asking? This is starting to become a deal breaker. This is like a reverse. This is like a
just say yes.
Yeah, just be mad at him one time.
Yeah, just
be like,
be mad
yes,
at him.
Because you asked me if I'm mad, and that's really pissing me off.
Right.
I actually know why. She's got a resting face.
Oh, damn.
I don't like that, Billy. That's
really
misogynistic. No,
really misogynistic. You're getting canceled for that.
Billy, if you were to just sit around, Billy, do you think she should smile more, Billy?
See ya, dude.
Dude, that's why she thinks you're mad all the time. It's like,
hey, Billy's canceled.
Did I cancel that?
You got one last monologue, though.
Yeah, you got one last monologue before you officially cancel.
Love you guys.
Well, thank you guys for having me while sports were gone. I think I'm going to go back to where I came from. And now sports are here. Just want you to remember how fun it was to not talk about sports and just maybe take a break. It really wasn't, I don't know what I'm saying. But anyway, if you're having a bad time, you might just want to climb a mountain and look around, see the stars.
Billy, tell them that you're not actually leaving the show.
I'm not really sure.
No, he's not leaving. He is canceled.
Yes, you're canceled, but you're not leaving.
You
can apply for reinstatement.
I'll reply.
To a council of Amy Schumer, Ellen DeGeneres.
Do you have to go on that
and
show
Michelle
with
Obama.
Jada Smith?
And mm-hmm. Meghan McCain.
Yeah.
They're the council.
Also, please DM me if you want to buy Vanny on Twitter at Billy Hot Takes, because I need to sell this van. It runs actually really well. I took it for a spin 3 days ago.
What?
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.